Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Antigua's opposition UPP throws its hat in the ring, labeled Solving Liat's Problems. And more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. Antigua and Barbuda's opposition United Progressive Party has indicated that it is working on a solution to deal with the thorny severance pay issue for former Liat workers. The UPP says the United Progressive Party administration would, in governance, invest in the regional airline and also make the severance pay matter a priority. Party leader Harold Lovell reports having met with a proposed investor who would help resolve the issue. This report is by Observer Radio News.
The political leader of the UPP, Harold Lovell, says the party has spoken to an investor who is not only willing to invest in the regional carrier, but talks also included outstanding severance for the employees.
We have someone who is interested in investing in Liat, and part of the negotiations that we had with that person is that we expect that they're going to take up a significant part of the severance payments that are due to the workers of Liat. So it was an extraordinarily successful trip.
The possible investment came up after UPP representatives embarked on a recent trade and investment mission to the Dominican Republic and Panama. The government and unions representing the former workers of the company have been at loggerheads since the second quarter of 2020 when Liat went into administration. Regional union leaders have rejected the government's offer of 50% severance payable in lands, cash and bonds. Prime Minister Gaston Brown also suggested another offer involving entering into a sale and lease-back arrangement covering all of the chattel assets of Liat. Proceeds from this would be utilized to make severance payments to eligible existing and displaced employees as priority creditors. The offer is, however, in lieu of the 50% compassionate payment. PM Brown has said the offer is not up for negotiation and employees can take it or leave it. The Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party administration says these offers will likely expire by the end of the year. However, Lovell says the government is on the wrong track in tackling the issue of owed severance.
I owe you $100 and then I find myself in difficulty and I come and tell you, hello, hold this $50 or hold this $40 or $20 and I'm going to give you the rest in hocks and herrings or, as they say in Antigua, lickle-lickle. And you say, well, I'm not happy with that. And I say, well, take it or leave it. Can that be right? That cannot be right. This is a legal entitlement.
That was political leader of the United Progressive Party, Harold Lovell. Meanwhile, the unions representing the various categories of workers for regional carrier Liat, which has been under administration since July 2020, have announced their rejection of the government's latest compassionate severance offer. The unions held a virtual consultation on the matter last Tuesday, the results of which were released on the weekend. In a statement released by the Antiguan Barbuda Workers Union, the latest missive from the government surrounding severance payments and other related matters cannot and will not be accepted. The representatives of the employees are now calling on the government to, quote, have meaningful dialogue on the matter no later than Wednesday, the 15th of December.
The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Union President, Oswald Robinson, is appealing to unvaccinated teachers to turn up to work and not abandon their jobs in the absence of a dismissal letter. Robinson said a number of their members who are yet to be vaccinated have reported that they're being told when they show up to work that they have been replaced. Reports indicate that teachers have been designated as frontline workers as part of the government's efforts to ensure that they are vaccinated. Here's Teachers Union President Robinson.
We have been getting reports that principals are telling their teachers who are unvaccinated that they have been replaced. In some cases, you are seeing somebody else on the job. Now, that is very unprofessional. It is unacceptable because you cannot tell a person that they have been replaced and you have not put that in writing. So we need to have those instructions being put in writing. If a teacher has been dismissed, you need to put that in writing. You can't say it by word of mouth. So we are appealing again to our members to turn up for work, show up for work, do not walk off a job. Wait until they physically put you off the job or until you have something in writing. And then you'd submit that as part of your profile of reports to us. And then we'll take it from there.
And still in St. Vincent, several teachers attended a protest in Kingstown on Friday, organized by the SVGTU. Some of them shared their opinion on the issue of mandatory vaccination.
I have not just been protesting today. I've been protesting from day one against the mandatory vaccination. I have said over and over again, I am not against vaccinations. If people wish to be vaccinated, that is their choice. I have family members and sisters who are fully vaccinated. My thing is, you must not force people into taking a vaccine or any other procedure that is medical and invasive to their bodies. You cannot do that, and I will not support Ralph Gonsalves, his regime, and these mandatory vaccinations.
My name is Anne-Marie Valentine. I have been a teacher for 22 years. And I am here in defense of liberty of conscience. I know that our liberty of conscience has been given to us by God. It is God-given, and it is also constitutionally protected. And what the government is doing, it is wickedness, it is ungodly, it is unconstitutional. And the government, the PM, should repeal. He should take it back and leave teachers' liberty of conscience alone.
I am standing up for freedom of conscience. And really just liberty. I'm standing up for the rights of human beings.
My name is Christopher Grant. I am a teacher, and I am here to stand up not only for my rights, but in solidarity with all of the other teachers throughout St. Vincent and public sector workers who are affected by this mandate where we are being forced to take a vaccine.
I am a teacher. I find that we should be able to make a choice whether or not to take the vaccine.
St. Lucia police are investigating a voice note threatening violent uprising on the island. The voice note contains what's described as a chilling declaration by an unknown individual. The threat is reported to have sent shockwaves throughout St. Lucia. Some have described it as a terror attack on consecutive governments, but more specifically on the governing St. Lucia Labour Party administration. MBC Prime News has this report on the alleged threat.
The voice note, which surfaced on social media early Thursday, has prompted a probe by investigators into the WhatsApp voice note, which warns of violent uprisings and summons the police to get ready.
Tell the administration of the SLPs, all those that carry news, because I know you're inside of there, okay? Tell them, get the Royal St. Lucia Police Force ready, okay? Because y'all, I, and everybody else know on the streets have more weapons than the Royal St. Lucia Police Force have. All right? So tell them, get the Royal St. Lucia Police Force ready. Because we know where all of the ministries are, all the offices are. Okay?
The unknown individual warns of a rude awakening and further made reference to the island's homicide figures.
Y'all think that crime rate breaking the record 60-something is something? Y'all ain't see nothing yet. You only want to see what's going to happen, because I can tell you it's about to go down. All right? We tired. It's not today we tired, you know. It's not today we've been tired. We tired from since the day, from Allen, from under Allen administration, from Kenny administration, from King administration. We fed up. Okay, we've been fed up from Compton administration, but we had a little something trickle in.
In a gruff, authoritative tone, the seemingly frustrated individual continued venting.
Right now is action. And the only action I see that them man going to take heed on is criminal activities. Okay? Unless we don't start burning couple things in St. Lucia, burning vehicles, threatening some of the ministers. You understand? And not just threatening, you know. Giving them some serious warnings, making them know what time it is, because y'all don't get that work because y'all go and send in no application nowhere. We the people that hire y'all, y'all is our workers.
The 5 minute audio recording has gone viral. The St. Lucia Labour Party reacted to the threatening voice notes.
The SLP is very concerned with the voice notes that have been circulating, referencing threats to ministers, to their ministries, and of course speaking to burning of property. If you look at our sister island Martinique, there is a lot of civil unrest going on, and persons are fearful for their lives. Persons are fearful to go out driving, for fear that their vehicles might be burnt, and we cannot take those matters lightly. So I am relieved to hear that the police is looking into this matter, and of course we will allow the law to go through. But I want to make a special appeal to our brothers and sisters of St. Lucia that if we have concerns, that we channel our concerns to the necessary authorities.
The United Workers Party has condemned the voice note. Addressing a news conference on Thursday, the party's new chairman, Andy Daniel, stated that the United Workers Party strongly condemns any form of crime, any form of intimidation, whether it is through voice notes, whether it is in actuality. Cecil Actel, MBC Prime.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness has been addressing the Republic debate. He has given the clearest indication yet. However, he said that there are pressing matters which should be addressed first. Barbados becoming a republic on 30th November reignited the decades-old debate on whether Jamaica should follow suit. Here's TVJ News.
Critics, as well as former Prime Minister PJ Patterson, have called for the island to remove the Queen as head of state in time for Jamaica's 60th independence celebrations in 2022. Now speaking at the official opening of the Ocean Eden Bay Hotel in Trelawney, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the matter will be addressed soon.
And there are some people who want to speak prosperity into being, speak sovereignty and independence into being. My philosophy is that we must do these things into being. We must make them happen. They must not be empty symbolism.
Although he did not give the specific details, Mr. Holness stressed that the government is working towards parting ways with the Queen, but it will take time.
I am building towards the aspiration.
Experts have indicated that for Jamaica to become a republic by August 6, 2022, the process would have to start now due to the nature of the Jamaican constitution.
But I'm certain those who have ears to hear those vague terms will understand them until it is time for us to have that full and direct discourse, which that process has started.
Kalisha Williams, TVJ News.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 13th December. I am Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.